just down a couple and I'll send it to my mum. I'll just down a couple and I'll send it to my son. I'll just down a couple, it really pleased the missus.
I just down a couple and I covered it in kisses. Mwah!
I just done a cuckle, I did it just like that.
I just got a cuckle, it landed on my mat. So if you want a card that will make somebody chuckle, type in K-U-K, K-L-E and do yourself a cuckle. Cuckle.com, awesomely awesome personalised cards.
It's a bit early to be drinking, what's your plan for the rest of the day?
Been drinking, I ain't stopped drinking from last night. Ooga booga.
Brilliant, okay, so you're just going to drink for the rest of the day, is that right? Dressed up in the pyjamas? Not yet, but I think I might need some soon, looking like...
Turn the piss out of me.
Standard.
Is he turning the piss out of me? He is, isn't he?
Yes.
Fair pleasure.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
What's this for?
This is for the Pocket Radio Show.
Uh-huh.
Do you listen to it?
I've never heard it in my life. Is that on live? Please tell me, out. Pocket is Pocket of Love.
So tell us what you think of the Pocket Radio Show.
It's mate, full of love.
It's right now. It's happening. It's right there. It's the sun in the fucking trousers. Oh, can't swear in pocket, right?
You can say what you want.
Okay. It's the sun. It's fucking swear. Bank holiday.
Good Friday. And have you ever heard it before?
Never.
No. Have you ever heard of Ian Lee?
No.
What do you think he'd be like, just based on the name?
If he's a DJ or whatever, maybe he's a good man.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to episode 11 of the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. Thank you for joining me and sticking this crazy ride out. It's a Set the Agenda special. More on that in a moment, because I want to tell you something that's happening soon for episode 12. There's going to be a break of a couple of weeks, and then episode 12 of the Pocket Radio Show is going to be streamed live on the internet. So you'll be able to listen to it live and phone in and interact, like a proper normal radio show. It's going to be on May the 12th. It's going to be starting at 7 p.m. And check out ianlee.com, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial, and follow my Twitter feed at Ian Lee to get details of how you can listen and phone in live. It's going to be very, very exciting. But before that, episode 11, as I've said, it's a Set the Agenda special. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a variety night hosted by me. I get up on stage, do some jokes, sing some songs, mess around a bit, and introduce some acts. It's at the Camden Monarch, which is 40 to 42 Chalk Farm Road. Nearest tube is Chalk Farm, or Camden, you want to get there. Thursday, June the 7th. Thursday, June the 7th is the date you need to put in your diaries. It will start at 7 p.m. Great food at the Camden Monarch as well. Not just saying that, it genuinely does have great food. And it's a mix, it's an antidote to those tedious nights. If you live in London, you know those tedious comedy nights that some idiot has set up in a tiny room above a pub and charges like 12 quid, 15 quid for you to get in. And it's 15 acts you've never heard of, and they're all doing way too long, and it's just tedious, and there's four intervals, and it's hideous. Set the Agenda is the complete antidote to that. There's only the minimum of stand-ups that... Well, this one, it turns out it's kind of a magic special. We've got three magicians. We normally have at least one magician. This time we've got three. They're all awesome. We've got John Archer on, who is wonderful and has played there before and is promising he's going to do something completely different. He was on the ITV show Fool Penn and Teller, and he fooled them. He's on. He's also a guest on this podcast. You'll hear him talking in a little bit. Christian Lee, who's not my brother, he's wonderful. He's a lovely bloke. He's hilarious. He played the first ever Set the Agenda over a year ago, and he's great. Pete Hathaway is a wonderful magician who's taller than me. I'll be honest, that's the only reason he's got the booking. He's actually taller than me, and he's trying out some stuff for his Edinburgh show. So he's going to be doing some wonderful magic. We have got a comedian, Adam Belbin, who is superb. He runs his own comedy night. It's sort of every other Thursday, but it's not quite every other Thursday. He's a guest on this podcast. You'll hear him talking as well, so you can kind of get from that what you want. Hugh Thomas is going to be playing some songs. Hugh Thomas is the guy that got me into doing stand-up comedy. He was kind of my mentor. And if you live in London and you were going to comedy clubs a few years ago, you'll have heard of Hugh. He's sort of a legend on the comedy circuit. The nicest man in the world, and is going to be very, very funny. We've got Jamie Doherty, who describes himself as some sort of performance poet, I suppose. Don't let that put you off. Right, I know you can go, oh my God. Highly recommended. He's brilliant. absolutely brilliant. We've also got a variety act. There's a frog in my throat. I do hope that goes before the show. Katie Cartwheel is coming on, and she's going to do like hula hoops and stuff. It's going to be wicked. It's genuinely going to be wicked. I'm trying to persuade another cough. I'm trying to persuade my friend Dougie Anderson to come along and do a miniature version of Clip Joint, where we show kind of obscure clips, where we show like one clip each, and the audience votes on what's the best one. He might be away on holiday. Holiday. If you want to take part at all, if you do an odd act, if you juggle, if you sing, actually not juggling, I hate juggling, but if you do something a little bit odd and you want to maybe get up on stage for 2 or 3 minutes and have a go, send me an email, ian@ianlee.com. Let me know what you do, where you've done it before, and maybe you can get up on stage in June the 7th. I don't know. I'm not promising anything, but maybe. Also, if you've made any short, funny films, they're about 2 minutes long. We like to show short films. If you've made any, then do let me know. Send it to me, and if it's any good, we'll show it. And a big thank you to Kukle.com, KUKKLE.com, for all of your help and support with Set the Agenda. Basically, Kukle have decided to come on board and sponsor the Set the Agenda on June the 7th, which is fantastic of them. So it means there's going to be a little bit of branding around. They'll be giving out free things as well, which is wonderful. I don't think I have to do an entire Kukle.com based comedy routine. Hey, listen, I'll take a dollar from anybody, but I don't think I could go that far. But they really are a wonderful company. I thoroughly recommend you check out Kukle.com. I thank them from the bottom of my heart for having the balls to sponsor something that's perhaps a little bit different. And I think it's a bold move, and well done them. So Set the Agenda with Kukle.com on June the 7th. Tickets are £9 in advance, £12 on the door. And you can get them from www.settheagenda.com. settheagenda.com/tickets. settheagenda.com/tickets. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the person that writes the most amusing review about this podcast on iTunes. Okay, so go and write a review on iTunes. It's got to be there before May the 12th, and I'll announce the winner during the live show. Okay? settheagenda.com/tickets. A quick thank you to the sponsors. There's Kukle.com, who I've already mentioned, and are just wonderful and make the best personalised greeting cards you could get. The British School of Art, British Studio of Art, apologies, in Hong Kong, BSOAHK.com. Wonderful place. We7.com, WE7.com. The best online personalised radio and music source you can find. If you want a free audiobook, and of course you do, audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. Sign up for a month's trial and you get a free audiobook of your choice. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe before it costs you anything. That's all I'm saying. GoDaddy.com. We've got a special offer for listeners to this show if you want to set up your own website via GoDaddy.com. Keep listening for that. Thomas Walsh of Pugwash. You try saying that at this time of the morning. He's got a new album out, and it's just a treat. And that's skinnydog.com. Paul Clare and his team built the ianlee.com website, and just wonderful. Right, I'm going to shut up. Here's the show.
At That Skinny Dog, we only employ nerds without girlfriends. This means that they have much more time to spend on making you an awesome website. So, if you'd like a fantastic website made by a nerd without a girlfriend, please go to www.thatskinnydog.com.
Right, so we're supposed to be having a chat with Alicia Roche, the showbiz expert for the Pocket Radio show. She was supposed to be coming on every week, every other week, and this will only be the second time that she's been on. So contractually, very disappointing. Let's just give her a call and see what she's up to in the world of show business. It's ringing. Well, that's something to be excited about, I guess.
I can't do it now.
Why? We arranged to do it at 2:30. We'd do it. This hello? Is it, by the way. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Alicia? She totally hung up on me. She totally hung up on me. Now, dear listener, are you located in Hong Kong? If you've never been to Hong Kong, by the way, it's awesome. I went there years ago, and I had a very interesting time. That's all I'm prepared to say. And maybe you're listening to the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show for a little slice of home. Do your children crave something to do after school or at the weekends that's a little bit out of the ordinary? Of course they do. Then bring them along to the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong and put their creative energies to use. I've got kids. I know how difficult it is to come up with different and exciting and odd things for them to do. So this is perfect. It's located in Discovery Bay. The British Studio of Art is suitable for children of all ages, with various classes available. Also, if mum or dad fancies a go and a little snifter, then why not come along to the wine and craft evenings? Just for adults, no kids. Being noisy. Right? Check out www.bsoahk.com for further details. bsoahk.com for further details. If you can send me a picture of you outside the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong, I'll send you a prize and they'll give you a drink. Come on. That's not bad, is it? Hello?
Hello?
Is that John?
It's me. Hello.
Good morning, John.
Morning. I'm in my car. Should I pack up?
Well, are you breaking the law?
I'm trying to. I'm sat in the back seat. Is that all right?
It's all right. It's all right for me, love. Although you sound more northern than you normally do.
Yeah, I always sound northern in the car. It's a thing.
We're recording now, John. So just don't use any of the potty language that I know you're familiar with.
Actually, flip-flops.
We'll bleep that out. What the hell are you doing in a car at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you fool?
Well, I'll tell you what I was doing. I thought I'll quickly drive to a service station, park up, so that I can chat to Ian when he rings. And then you rang me before I got to the service station.
Well, yeah, I'm
so
ringing you.
I'm
ringing you at the time we arranged to ring each other, you muppet.
You are. I'm pulling in now because I'm hands free. What I mean is I haven't got anything on the steering wheel. So
why are you not allowed to take the call at home? Does your wife not know that you're a magician?
No, I always leave the house for phone calls. Any business, I leave the house. But she doesn't actually know. She thinks I'm a postman. I have a big sack. Sorry, to keep it clean. I just pop out every night, and which confuses her because you know she thinks you should deliver the mail in the morning, and I say that I do. I'm a night postman, so it's all a bit. So when I went out this morning, I said it was overtime. So I'm lying. I did a gig last night. That's why I'm driving.
Oh, I see. Where was your gig?
Didcot Manor.
There's no such place.
No, there is. Do you know where it is? It's
of course in Didcot. Where's Didcot?
It's near Tetbury in Gloucestershire.
I've heard of Didcot Parkway. Is it near there?
No, I don't think it's anywhere near Didcot, to be honest. I think it's just called Didcot Manor, because...
What?
I don't know. It's not near Didcot. It's near Tetbury.
So it's Didcot Manor, nowhere near...
It was a gig for 17 people. In a 70th birthday party. It was this guy's 70th birthday party.
Really?
This woman, his daughter, decided... They wanted Dynamo, the magician, but he wasn't available. So I think I might have been a bit of a disappointment because I couldn't fly from a roof and land on a different one.
Did you not try and walk in their bath or something?
No, I did. I said, look, if you pour wine on the floor, I'll walk on it. But that didn't impress them.
Hey, listen, I've walked on water. I have got video footage of me walking on water.
No, you haven't.
No, I have. Honestly, I did it. We went, for years and years ago, for the 11 o'clock show, we went out to, where's Jesus from? Like, Jerusalem. We went to Israel.
Where's Jesus from? He's from everywhere. He's everywhere, Jesus.
And he lives
He's
in our hearts.
He's listening to this conversation. He's the unseen guest at every radio show.
But I went to the Sea of Galilee, which I think is where he walked on.
Yes,
and I walked
did,
on
yes.
it, and I've got footage of me walking on it. Honestly, I'm wearing a suit and everything.
Where's the footage? Why is it on YouTube? Why can't we see it?
I've got it somewhere. It might be on YouTube. To be honest, most of the stuff we filmed over in Israel was too offensive to show, so they cut it out. But they honestly, there's me wearing a suit, walking on water.
Oh, well, I want to see that.
I'll find it.
But why did you put a suit on?
Because I was famous for wearing suits once. Imagine that. That's all you're famous for, is wearing suits.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, I knew there must be something. I've always wondered about you, and now I know what it was. It was Suits.
I'm like, who's that the fella, the Jimmy Tarbuck friend, Kenny somebody? Kenny Lynch. When I was growing up, I remember saying to my mum, "Mum, why is Kenny Lynch famous?" And she went, "I don't know, really." So I think I'm becoming the new Kenny Lynch.
Yeah, Kenny Lynch was a little bit like, who's that other guy who used to hang around with Frank Sinatra?
Sammy Davis.
Kenny Lynch always reminded me of that one. He had a little bit of a, like, a love bite, or was it an underbite? Your chin stuck out a bit, didn't it?
Peter somebody.
No.
Sammy Davis Jr.
He was part of the Fun Boy 3 or whatever they're called.
I'm saying the names of the Fun Boy 3. Anyway, listen, shut up.
So yes, all right.
You did a 70th birthday party. It went well, did it?
It was what?
Christ. It went well, did it, love?
Yes, sorry, I've been to a 70th birthday party. I'm used to people shouting. Yeah, no, it did. It was good fun. I mean, it's a bit weird. You know, you go into a hotel room, there's a long table with 17 people sat around it, and you suddenly start performing like a cabaret show. You're going, hey, hello! And they're all going, hang on a minute, and feeding babies and getting up. And they're all chatting to each other and giggling. But it was fun. It was fun. It was nice. They were a nice family. It seemed nice. They were friendly.
Now, you're playing Set the Agenda on June the 7th.
I can't wait. I think this is my third one.
I think it
third
is.
Third one I've done.
You can't phone
anybody else, can you?
Well, this is the thing. I've got two other... I've kind of triple booked. I hope you don't mind. I've got two other magicians on as well.
You say magi when there's more than one. Two other magi.
Really?
It's almost like a Christmas thing. You've got three magi. It's like three wise men.
Well, to be honest, at least two of you are idiots. I'm not saying which two.
Yeah, I know which two it is. And I agree with you on both of them. They're terrible.
But do you mind there being other magicians there? That's not good. You're not going to kind of get freaked out, are you, or anything?
No. I do magic conventions where there's flipping hundreds of magicians performing. We all sit there vanishing things and pulling stuff out of people's ears. It's great fun. No, it'll be a laugh. We all do different stuff.
Okay, you are all completely different. It's you and Pete Hathaway and Christian Lee. And the beauty of it is you're all completely different, and none of you wear bow ties. Although Christian wears.
No. Well, I wear a bow tie on my genitals normally, but that's just a tribute to the guy who worked with Frank Sinatra, whose name I can't remember.
I've got a horrible, horrible image that's going to haunt me now for the rest of my life.
Of a bow tie on my...
Yes.
I'll show you on the net.
No, please don't. Now, you famously, you fooled Penn and Teller.
It spins round, which is great. It's like electric. There's a little button and it'll spin round. Which is why you'll probably notice I'll be wearing very loose trousers.
Oh, God, I so wish we hadn't asked you to come and play. You famously fooled Penn and Teller. You opened for them in Las Vegas. What was that like?
Well, do you know what? It didn't actually open from in the end. We went on at the end of their show, but it was brilliant.
So they opened for you?
They opened, Penn and Teller opened for me.
Beautiful.
They went on, did their show, they went quite well. I went on, got standing ovation. That's what happened. It's the truth. You can look it up on YouTube. It happened.
It's like that line from Spinal Tap. Yeah, they were still booing us, still booing the opening act when we went on.
It was great fun. It was absolutely fantastic.
I'm hoping that one of you magicians, because there's three of you, that's a hat trick of magicians. I'm hoping one of you will do a hat trick.
Yeah, there's not many people do tricks with hats, magicians anymore.
Oh, for God's sake.
You mean like a classic rabbit from the hat thing?
Yeah.
Pete Hathaway is probably one to ask for that. I've never worked with Pete, actually. I'm looking forward to working with him.
He's good. He's taller than me, John.
Is he taller than you?
He's massive.
He's the young, trendy one of the group, isn't he?
He's the young, trendy one, and you're like his grandfather, and Christian will be like his old uncle.
Yeah, he's like tight Tank Brigade type comedy guy, isn't he? He's a sort of he's like, you know, he does that shoulder thing and you and he does a bit of that.
He does a little bit of that. Can you give, without telling us too much? Can you give the listener an idea of what kind of thing you might be doing?
I don't know yet.
Oh, for God.
I really don't know. But I'll be insulting the audience and then I'll probably be it'll be like Darren Brown's cheeky uncle. that does that sum it up? It's like Darren Brown's slightly alcoholic. The the person they don't really want in the family. I'm that type of character.
It sums your act up very well.
I'm the uncle Darren Brown doesn't talk about. I'm that type of character.
John, listen, I shall let you go on to wherever it is you're going on to. Do you want to plug a website? I know you're on Twitter as well. Give them a quick plug.
Yeah, my Twitter is at the Arcini.
At the Arcini. Yep.
And my website, which is undergoing changes, so there's a few things need updating on it, but it is john-archer.com.
John-archer.com. I'll put a link onto the website. Listen, John, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will see you on June the 7th.
I can't wait.
Cheers, my dears. Ta-ta.
It's the best show in London. I love it.
There we go.
You know me. The last time I did it, I got a parking ticket. You got one as well.
The last time I did it,
we all got parking tickets.
That was a very expensive night.
It still didn't sour the evening for me. I still enjoyed it.
Oh, John, I love you. And you do come down and you do watch it. And it's always nice to see you. Thank you so much, buddy. Have a lovely weekend. And I'll see you very soon.
I can't wait. See you later, fella.
Cheers, John. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye, listeners.
Just time for me to say thank you to one of our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, for helping to bring this podcast to you. If you need some online assistance, then GoDaddy.com have offered you, listeners to the Pocket Radio Show, a very special offer. Use the code BRO1, BRO1, to get your .com for £5.49. Register your .com domain with GoDaddy.com today. Plus, get website hosting, fast and easy site builders, site security, and much more. Enter the code BRO1, BRO1, at checkout to get your .com for £5.49. GoDaddy.com, domains, websites, and everything in between. Visit GoDaddy.com. Okay, now, one of the things that we do quite often at Set the Agenda, I don't know if I'm doing it on June the 7th, I'm not sure, but one of the things we do is an excellent game called iPod Roulette. Now, apparently, someone, Chris Moyles, has next the idea. Hang on, who's that?
It's Gatford.
Gatford, turn your speakers off and you can be the judge.
Okay.
Good lad. Right. What, have you turned your speakers off?
Oh, what have I got? So that I don't hear this bit?
Well, no, hear it, but there's a big echo.
Okay, I'll deal with that.
The echo's gone. Anyway, it was my idea, but it wasn't my idea. It was James O'Brien's idea from LBC, but it wasn't James O'Brien's idea. It was his producer's Maxie Allen's idea, but James O'Brien said I could have it, so it's mine. Anyway, we should have Glenn on the line. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Ian.
And as you will have heard, coming late to the party, it's Gatford's.
Hey.
And I'm gonna try something. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. I've got my judging hat on.
Okay, well, you're going to be the judge with Gatford.
Gatford, okay.
The disappointment in your voice.
Yeah, come on. I'm ready for it.
Okay, now, I've just realised we've got two judges, and that may confuse things, but we'll see. Basically, my decision is final. So, the rules is as follows, okay? We set our iPods, or indeed, Glenn, I believe you're using your iPad.
Uh-huh.
I am using my Macintosh computer, the iTunes function on it. We set them to random, and whichever songs come up, we have three rounds. The judges decide which is the best song. If there's one you don't like, Glenn, we're allowed to skip one.
Okay, just one.
You're allowed to skip just one.
Right.
And there's big hash prizes available here. Right.
Ooh.
There's not. Glenn, I'm going to let you... first of all, Glenn, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of history about Glenn here.
21, socially awkward. That's why I phone up podcasts.
Yep.
Should really get out more and graduating this year at university.
Graduating at 21. Yeah, and also, you sound like a man. You sound about 40.
Oh, I'll take that as a compliment. I am 21.
Gary, Gatford, tell us a bit about yourself. That's enough. And Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself, my lovely.
Who, what, me?
Your name's Catherine, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Did you say Gatford or Catherine? They sound the same.
Already I'm getting a kind of the Simon Cowell vibe off you. You're good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I like it. Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself and what qualifies you to be the judge here.
I'm 48. I've got a very woolly beret on.
Hang on, calm down, Catherine. Catherine, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Catherine, can you hear me?
Yes.
Then why did you not stop talking when how old are you? 48?
Yeah.
You sound 21 and Glenn sounds 48. And Gatford sounds of a non-specific gender. And you're wearing a leopard skin hat.
Yeah, it's a little beret.
Beautiful. Anything else?
Shall I put a hat on? Do I get a judging hat?
Yeah, well, actually wear a judging hat, Gatford, please.
Okay, I'll go and get one, hold on.
Okay. Are you wearing anything else, Catherine, or is that it?
Yeah, I have quite a vibrant yellow kind of African printed dress on.
Oh my goodness, gracious me.
I got a judging cap on.
Okay, what does your judging cap look like, Gatford?
It's a baseball cap or an American football cap.
Now, very rarely I say this, Gatford, but could you speak a little louder?
It bears on it.
Okay, right. No, I said louder, not creepier. Right, Glenn, you can go first. Hit shuffle on your iPad. Let's hear what your first song is. It sounds American. It sounds rocktastic. It sounds bloody awful. Any vocals? Let's take the vocals. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Glenn, what was that?
It's Taking Dawn covering Fleetwood Mac.
I knew I recognised it. It's the chain. Was that the chain? Was that the chain?
That's the chain, yeah.
Yes.
And who was doing that?
Taking Dawn.
Who the hell are Taking Dawn?
They're an American band. I only really know them for that cover.
Okay, well, okay.
They related to Uncle Dom, that bloke you go to.
They could be, Gatford. Yeah. Keep your speaking to a minimum because we can barely hear you. Okay. Catherine, without giving too much away, did you like the sound of that or was it a bit ropey?
It sounded like he was playing it backwards.
It did, didn't it? It did sound a bit backwards. Okay, I'm gonna hit my song and let's see. Oh, my blooming iTunes and my Macintosh computer has chosen this very second to freeze. Now, that's not me operating. Ah, here we go. Right, so I'm gonna hit shuffle and this is the first thing. Let me turn the volume up. That comes up.
If I put some petrol in my car tonight, yeah, could I come pick you up and give it a lift home?
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh no, is it just me that can hear that? Oh no, this is awkward.
I've got mine ready. Shall I go?
No, you're not playing, I'm playing.
Well, you can't eat.
Right, I'm going to do... Oh god, this is going to be awful. Right, I'm going to do something. Hang on a minute. I'm going to play it. Oh, I might mess up everything that I'm doing here. Right, let's try something.
Right. Why don't you put the song up on YouTube?
Right, I'm not going to get this... Look, I can't get this song up on YouTube. Right, and I guarantee that this is going to win, okay? You should be able to hear this through my speakers now, so... Here we go.
If I put some petrol in my car tonight, yeah? Because I can't pick you up and give it a lift home.
It's Andre phoning up. It's a soundbite from the old Absolute Radio app.
But he's still alive.
Who knows? He's changed his name to David or something and become a born-again Christian. I'm not sure. Gatford, does your vote go with Glenn? Bearing in mind, Glenn was on a recent episode of Pocket Radio Show and did not know who Peter Sellers was. Does it go with Glenn's lame cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, or does it go with the Andre soundbite?
Oh, Andre soundbite.
Catherine! I'm asking Gatford!
Catherine, Gatford, it all sounds the same.
They sound completely different.
No, you're very wobbly. It's all wobbly.
You're wobbly, love. It sounds like you're going through the change. Right, Gatford.
Nearly swore.
Gatford.
Yes, Ian.
For God's sake, this is going to be a disaster. This will never make the cut. What did you think?
For nostalgia's sake, I will go with Andre.
Okay, and Catherine, what did you think?
I thought because the other one sounded a bit like a Lynx advert, I'm going with Andre.
Yes, it's 1-0 to the master. Okay, right.
I actually agree with that and this Andre.
Yeah, so do I. Right, Glenn, it's my turn to go, and here it comes. Now, there we go. This is interesting. That's a string quartet version of Secondhand News by Fleetwood Mac. It's the Fleetwood Mac cover special today.
Wow.
Glenn, your turn. Can you beat that? It will be hard for you to beat. Let's have a go.
Thank you.
is. It's very powerful. It's the Battle of the Strings, dear listener. Okay,
it's
what?
The theme tune to the smash hit BBC TV series Sherlock.
Oh, is it? That? Oh, I quite enjoyed that. I've never seen Sherlock, and everyone tells me it's good, but I just don't like British TV.
Catherine.
Yeah. Catherine.
I'm going Sherlock.
Wow. What, if any yeah. any reason? Sorry. All right, you don't have such an attitude. Any reason?
Well, I thought they both sounded a bit like TV theme tunes, yeah. but then Sherlock's a real TV theme tune, so I'm going with that one.
Okay.
I've got authenticity.
Gatford, which way are you going to swing today?
I'm going also with Sherlock.
Oh, bums.
As I'm not a fan of the Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, okay, controversial. Mm. Okay. Well, Glenn, it's 1-1. This could be the deciding round. We've still got our skip. If you choose to skip, you are able to. Let's hear what could be your third and final choice.
I'm not going to use the skip.
Okay.
I feel confident with this
okay,
one.
Okay, let's hear it.
A little bit copy.
Ooh, it's good!
Almost heaven.
It's good.
Blue Ridge Mountain, Chattanooga River.
Let it play. He's dead. He can't see us.
He's older than the trees, younger than the mountains.
Everybody!
Country roads, take me home.
Okay, it's good. It's good. Glenn, you can stop that now. Okay. Well, okay. It's good. That's going to be a tough one to beat. I'm going to have a go. I don't know what my next one is.
Using your skip?
I'm going to use my skip. This is what's come up. It's a nice song.
Yeah. You're skipping that one.
But it's not a winner. That's James Ehart and Beauty. I'm going to skip. Oh, what the hell is this?
You look at a man, see he's all right with his life.
What the hell is this self-indulgent nonsense?
You look at the man and see he's not happy with his life.
Oh my God, this is introspective.
The darker colours.
That was a track called The Man Himself by Andrew Hall. Well, I have to ask, Gatford, where are you going?
Glenn Just. Only just, I'm going with Glenn.
Catherine, okay, all right. Catherine, where are you going?
Oh, Ian, I'm sorry, but it's Glenn.
Can I just see what my next one would have been?
Yeah.
Oh, look. The next one would have been this.
You listening?
It's another Andre. Glenn, it's very rarely I get beaten, and hands across the water and everything, you won hands down. That last track was a corker. I was never going to beat John Denver.
Well, if you want to try your luck at being a winner, we could have a Pride Deep challenge.
Ho-ho! You want some? Okay, double or quits, yeah?
Yeah, why not? Then okay. You can be the winner.
Double or quits. Here we go.
I'll try.
I can count you in.
Count us in. So it's 3, 2, 1, go, and then we do it. Here we go. Count us in.
3, 2, 1, go.
Pride
I'll be honest, Glenn, that was quite close as well.
The problem was I could only hear Glenn, and I only heard Ian once Glenn finished.
Whoa.
I could hear Ian. So
Catherine, where do you stand on that, please?
Well, where was that rumbly chest coming from? That felt very nice in my ear. Whoever did that, I'll take that one.
That'll be me, actually, but...
Yeah. Right, well, Catherine and Glenn, you swap numbers, and you just make that noise, that rumbly noise in her chest.
No, ear.
Oh, okay, but you felt it in your chest.
Well, yeah.
You felt stimulated.
Steady on.
Catherine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Gatford, always a pleasure. to hang up on you. And Glenn, congratulations, well done, speak to you soon.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Want free music on your mobile? Then download the We 7 radio app now. Available on iPhone and Android. We 7 is your personal DJ in your pocket, giving you access to over 10 million songs for free. Enter one song, artist or genre, and the We 7 app will play hours of the music you love. You can listen to We 7 anywhere, in the car, train or the gym, even without an internet connection. Join the radio revolution and download the We 7 radio app now.
For this reason, I just cannot...
I'm Nick Apper, and I engage with my callers on the radio. Using sound effects and sarcasm, but I'm stuck on late nights and without a regular shift, because no one appreciates my work. Hell yeah. Boop.
I'm the very model of a modern magic general of information, vegetable, and animal, and mineral, and elegance, and in a quarterfinals oracle. From marathon to Waterloo, not a categorical.
This podcast has teamed up with audible.co.uk to offer you, our listeners, a free audiobook of your choosing. All you have to do is register for a 1 month free trial to claim your free audiobook. There are over 60,000 to choose from. If you're in the UK, you can register at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. The 30-day free trial means you can choose a free audiobook, from sizzling biographies to the latest fiction or even classical works, which is yours to keep whether or not you decide to cancel in the trial period. Register now at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. That's audible.co.uk/IAINLEE.
Hello?
Is that Adam?
Yes.
Hello, it's Ian Lee. How are you doing?
Oh, hello, Ian Lee. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. That's no way to answer a phone call. Yup. Is it?
What did I do? Did I just make a noise?
You went, yup.
Oh, sorry. I should be more formal, really.
Should we start? We're recording this, so that's going to go out on the internet, and people are going to think poorly of you. Should we start again?
I could do. How do you reckon I should start? Like, I could do some tips, maybe.
Hello? Adam Bellman's...
Hello?
Hello.
I get it.
Right, so.
I'm going to let it ring.
Oh,
no. Okay. Hello, Adam Belvin's. Oh, it's still ringing. I've got to pick it up first. That's not going to work.
Okay, right, so I'll edit it. So I've edited it. Right, the ringing, so you go now.
Okay. Hello, Adam Belvin's from.
Hi, is Adam Belvin there, please?
Yeah, it's me.
Then why did you say it's Adam Belvin's phone? I kind of would have assumed it was your phone. This has got off to a terrible start, Adam.
I don't know.
You just say hello, and I'm going to go straight in.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Hi. Hello. Sorry. Hi.
Pick one or the other. Pick one.
Okay, I'm going to go with hello.
Hello, is that Adam?
That's it again. Yes.
Hello? Adam, it's Ian Lee. I was arranged to call you up.
Yeah, you did. Hi.
How you doing? It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I am well. How are you?
I am well too, although I've just woken up from a 3-hour doze, and I was wearing my clothes, so I'm very sweaty. And then it's taken me ages to get the computer to work to record this bloody phone call. It turns out it wasn't really worth doing. And then I've just had a text from my wife saying, oh, we're stuck at the garden centre, could you come and pick us up, because it's raining?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Was that a bit more detail than you needed?
No, I'm asking for the detail. It gave me a good picture of your life.
It's all right, let's get a picture of your life. It's 18 minutes past four on a Sunday afternoon. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've just had a roast dinner, and now I am watching the telly.
That's Sundays
that
for you. Now, Adam, you're playing Set the Agenda on June the 7th.
Sorry?
Yes, you're playing the My Evening on June the 7th. Have you been told that yet?
Yeah, I know about that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That makes things easier. You're not a magician, are you?
I'm not a magician.
Good, because we've got three magicians already. I don't need any more.
I have actually got a magic trick. Could not do it.
Oh, no, do it! Do it! That'd be, you know what? I'm kind of tempted to just get everyone to do some magic. I've never had three magicians before.
I have genuinely got a magic trick that I have done once before.
Do it! Bring it! Do it!
I'll do it. Cool, that sounds fun. We can have a magic night.
Let's have a magic night. Now, you are I believe what is described in magazines such as Time Out as a young comedian. How young are you?
I am 23.
Bloody hell! Really?
Yeah.
I'm old enough to be your dad if I was having sex at the age of 14 and 15, which I wasn't. I was a long way off from that. I was 23 once. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Don't waste it.
What's it like from here on in?
It's all... you've got a little bit more uphill. It's going to peak at about 26, yeah. And then it's all downhill. You've got three more good years ahead of you.
Well, that's nice to know. What's going to happen at 26? Is something awful going to happen?
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to tell you. It's the grown-up secret. You'll find out.
Okay. Is it the Father Christmas thing?
It depends. I think my Father Christmas thing might be slightly different to your Father Christmas thing.
Okay.
I'll speak to you in 3 years' time. So, Adam, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Do some jokes. Away you go. Do some jokes.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. That is the correct answer. It would have been awful if you'd started doing your routine just because you felt bullied into doing it. And I
it would be. It wouldn't be the first time, hang on.
Tell me about yourself. You've got your own little club, have you? Little club. How patronising. You've got your own comedy night, have you?
No, I think the first one was right. And I have got my own little club, yeah.
is it every fortnight? That's ambitious. I was doing mine every month, and then I stopped doing it. But you do it every fortnight?
It was going to be every fortnight, but then the room was booked or something. So now, between now and the end of July, it is on half the Thursdays, but it isn't every other Thursday.
Oh, bloody hell. How do you get an audience for that? That's confusing.
Yeah, I thought it would be more fun that way. So if you turn up on a Thursday, there's a 50-50 chance it's on.
I was going to say that would perhaps encourage the slightly more intelligent comedy goer because they'd have to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
But it might just encourage gamblers to come up because it's a 50-50 punt.
Yeah, well, you've got to have your unique selling point, don't you?
Where is it?
It is in Hammersmith, on the Hammersmith Grove Road, in the pub that is called The Grove.
The Grove on the Hammersmith what road?
On Hammersmith Grove.
Oh, Grove. You said Grove.
Yeah, did I just say it wrong?
I don't know. My mind wandered for a second.
I don't know. I probably said it wrong. Sometimes my words don't come out properly.
No, it came out properly. There's a skip outside my window, and I just got distracted thinking, oh, I might have a little look in that later on. That was rude of me. So you've done nothing wrong, Adam. It's me.
No. It's fine. Skips are interesting. I know that as well as anyone.
There's nothing more satisfying than walking past a skip and going, "Oh, I'll have that." Not the whole skip. That would be rude. But something that's been left in. So hang on a minute. Let me get this right. So your comedy night. Yeah. And what's it called?
Yeah. It's called Super Crazy Fun Fun.
Yeah. I'm just building up the courage to say it myself. So Super Crazy Fun Fun. That's not happening on June the 7th, is it? Because that's when
No, that is one of the Thursdays that it isn't on, conveniently.
Okay, thank God for that. That works out well.
It's all been meticulously well organised, this.
And do you compare it, or do you just sit there and spit at people? What's the deal with your night?
I co-compare it with a man whose name is Paul O'Brien.
Right.
Who I ran a night with in East London for a couple of years to, everyone's indifferent.
Yeah.
And then now we've relocated, and it's happening there, yeah. Oh, and we did Edinburgh last year together, which was fun, and we did that. Yeah, so, yeah, now it's happening more.
Oh, I love you. Listen, I've got a spare room. Do you fancy coming and stay with us for a few months?
Sorry?
I've got a spare room if you want to come and stay with us for a few months.
I mean, I'm not popping in and out every so often, see what it's like.
Well, I like you. I think do you play Xbox?
No,
in that case, I have to retract the offer of you moving into my house, Adam. No, I'm sorry about that.
My gaming is pretty much restricted to Football Manager.
Oh, for God's sakes, you're one of them. I'm not interested. Yes. But the night's going well, is it? People are coming when they know it's on.
What?
Yeah. So, what, you're going to Edinburgh this year as well, are you?
Yeah.
It wasn't that good a question. Yeah. There's no point in me repeating it. Edinburgh.
Yeah. I'm doing 40 minutes up there August, which is actually during the festival thing.
That's one of those convenient kind of the things. What's the name of the show?
Yeah, I know.
And where are you?
It's called Half of Next Year's Show, and I'm at the Three Sisters with the Laughing Horse Free Festival.
Fantastic, superb. Okay, well, listen, so that's good. Mm-hmm. And you sent me an email, right? I'm going to find the email. Hang on a second, because I want to make sure I get this. I want to quote you correctly. Hang on a second. Okay, so you've said this. The main show is Half of Next Year's Show. I am also in a bus for a week.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's not. I just thought it might be a good way to meet people. Just get on the buses.
I like buses.
No, it's not that. That was a hilarious joke. We're doing the Super Crazy Fun Run show in Edinburgh for a week also, but they'd run out of rooms except for a bus.
Oh, a bus would be awesome for a comedy show.
Yeah, that is what we are doing. We are doing a comedy show on the top deck of a bus for a week.
Adam, have you got a website or are you on Twitter or anything like that so that the kids listen to this? And I tell you now, Adam, it is hot, hip, trendy young kids that listen to the Pocket Radio show. How can they find you on their computers?
Well, on Twitter, I am Adam Belbin.
Right, Adam Belbin. B-E-L-B-I-N. Oh, excellent. So you're the first Adam Belbin to get in there. Superb.
Apparently, yeah.
Good for you.
Which is always nice. There's a blog that you can get to on WordPress, Super Crazy Fun Fun. If you Google Super Crazy Fun Fun, that's basically all me. What is the other thing? There is a supercrazyfunfun.com, but I can't get hold of the bloke who runs it, so it's all out of date.
I love that when people do websites as a favour, but then they bugger off.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, it's stuck in 2010.
Yeah, but you know, I'm very grateful for him for doing it in the first place, so I'm indebted. I've got nothing to expect off him, but you know,
Adam,
if he's listening to this,
yeah,
get in touch.
Get in touch with Adam. Adam, I'm going to, I'll put links on my website as well, ianlee.com, and so people can find you. And I look forward to meeting you on June the 7th.
Yes, I do also, but you.
Take care, bye-bye.
Thank you,
Ian.
Bye.
Hello, Ian, and hello, all. It's Thomas Walsh of Pugwash. Here to tell you all about our new album, The Olympus Sound. Out on CD and vinyl, on the wonderful Lodgings label, on the 2nd of April. Yourself one of each.
Hi guys, we're doing an interview today for the Pocket Radio show. Do you mind being interviewed for it? Just be a few quick questions.
French.
You're French? Brilliant. Okay, so what are you doing in London?
A trip.
What happened? I'm sorry to hear that.
With the school, we have a trip.
Avec le col?
Yes.
Who is a col?
Excuse me?
Who I beat two en français? No, brilliant. Okay, so great. Okay, so just a few true or false questions. You know, vrai ou faux? Vrai ou faux question. Oui, okay. Vrai ou faux? People only use 10% of their head.
Right?
Right, brilliant, correct. Vrai ou faux? You can only cut a piece of paper in half 6 times.
I don't understand the question.
No, I know, it's ridiculous. Number trois. Contrary to popular belief, cats are actually allergic to poison.
I don't understand.
Le singe jouait au foot. Vrai ou faux?
Faux.
Faux, correct. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has teamed up with audible.co.uk to offer you, our listeners, a free audiobook of your choosing. All you have to do is register for a 1-month free trial to claim your free audiobook. There are over 60,000 to choose from. If you're in the UK, you can register at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. The 30-day free trial means you can choose a free audiobook, from sizzling biographies to the latest fiction or even classical works, which is yours to keep whether or not you decide to cancel in the trial period. Register now at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. That's audible.co.uk/IAINLEE.
Right, let's try again, shall we?
Hello?
Hello, is that Alicia?
Yes.
Yeah, are you able to do the showbiz report that we plan now? Is that, can that fit into your schedule?
Well, you always call it a really bad time.
Well, but, no, I always call it the time that we arranged for me to call.
You're a bit, well, no, you kept me, I've been waiting for about half an hour now. But, you know, it's fine, come on, let's get on with it.
Well, yeah, we are 8 hours late from the original.
Oh, yeah, I had to reschedule this morning, yeah.
What was happening? Were you doing something show busy?
Just, you know, just writing stories for the paper tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, you were, because you write for the Daily Express. How do you manage to fit that in with all the tweets that you do about, like, lipstick that girls wear?
Well, I see that as part of the job. I think,
okay.
I think it's good to attract younger readers by being on Twitter.
That's the sort of thing an old person would say. I bet you call it a social networking site as well, don't you?
When I write about it in print, I do call it a social networking site.
So,
yeah.
Give us... Listen, you've not fulfilled your contractual obligation to appear on this show every other week, so make this
no,
good.
No, we I'm too busy, to be honest.
We had a lot of people on Twitter today saying, oh, I could do a job, I read the Radio Times once, and, you know...
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's see what you've got. What showbiz gossip have you got for us on episode 11?
Well, this week I've been writing all the time about Simon Cowell.
Okay.
Because there's that author, Tom Bauer, who I've never met, actually.
Right.
He's written this book about Simon Cowell. He claims it's an unauthorised biography.
Yeah, but he spent some time on Simon Cowell's yacht. Yeah, and the
I don't think it was unauthorised.
Okay.
I think Simon... Well, we know Simon's cooperated.
Yes, I just said that bit. So, what I'm heading towards is, what exclusive have you got that isn't just from the front page of the Star? Oh God!
You want an exclusive? Oh, that's tricky. Well, I mean, Sherlock Holmes might be singing on The Voice,
right? But that's not
confirmed yet.
No, yeah, and the Beatles might be getting back together.
Not all of them.
Have you got any other showbiz stories?
Well, this weekend, it's another reality TV weekend, the Bonanza. Brit's Got Talent versus The Voice. See which one, you know, see which one does better in the ratings.
Are you genuinely trying to sell that as a showbiz story, that there are two TV programmes on Saturday night? That's what you're trying to sell?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a big battle, isn't it? Does the BBC win, or does Simon Cowell win?
Care. That's not showbiz,
though. That's a battle, though. It's a battle. It is showbiz.
It's not a battle. And everyone's got Sky Plus now, so they just record it.
No, it's more fun to watch it and then all tweet together at the same time, isn't it?
I hate people that tweet during TV. The two types of tweeters I hate are the people that tweet about football and people that tweet about TV.
Yeah, I do both of those.
I know. I am eyeing up a new reporter, a guy called Meet Mark or something? Showbiz Mark?
Oh, Meet Market Mark. Mark Meet.
I've had three people this week say I should use him because he'd be better than you.
Well, go for it, because quite frankly, you don't pay me enough to do this job anyway. He's all yours. Have him.
Okay, listen.
You know, I've got my dinner on the go, and quite frankly, I'd quite like to get back to it.
Calm down. I've just had my dinner. I had Thai, and it was delicious. I'm hoping that you can do me a little favour, because I've been so generous to you. As you probably know, June the 7th, my excellent variety night, Set the Agenda, is coming back to the Camden Monarch.
What's that, like a pub?
It's like a pub, yes. It's like a pub in as much as it's a pub. But it's got a stage and lights and sound and everything, so it's a venue. Got some excellent acts. Got John Archer, got Pete Hathaway, got Katie Cartwheel, got some brilliant acts. And I was wondering if you could just, you know, write a little, you know, half page, three quarters of a page, full page spread if you wanted, for the Daily Express. Get it in there, get a bit of attention It's showbiz. It's literally showbiz. So fixing
showbiz.
Yeah.
Who are the stars? Who are the stars involved?
Well, I have been on TV.
A lot.
I used to work with Ricky. Anyone
can get on TV these days. Though.
Yeah, no, but I got on TV in the days when you needed a talent.
Right.
I discovered.
Well, I don't want to. You put me in a difficult position.
Well, not really.
On your show here.
It's not really difficult. It's a simple position. I'm offering you an exclusive. I think maybe
after this, after we're done here, maybe, you know, during the week, next week, I can have a chat with the editor, see if he goes for it. I can't promise anything, but I can have a go for you.
But I'm giving. No. You misunderstood. I'm offering you an exclusive. This is an exclusive here.
Yeah.
Well,
the weekend's coming. Let's see how we all feel about it next week.
Let's see how we all feel about it next week.
Let's mull over what has been quite a big proposition there.
What you're saying.
And let's see how we feel about it next week.
I have worked in television for a long, long time. And what I am.
Longer than Bruce Forsyth.
What I am sensing there is the old BS brush-off.
No, I'm just saying, let's give each other a little bit of time.
Why?
Have a little think.
Why?
See how it feels next week.
But it will feel the same as it feels now. This is an excellent opportunity for you.
You never know, because papers are funny, aren't they? As we know, showbiz becomes, it wanes, and, you know, next week it might be a quiet week, and the editor will be like, Lisa, what have you got for me? And I say, oh, well, funnily enough, I've got this real traditional showbiz variety act down at the old Crown and Anchor or whatever.
No, it's called. Camden Monarch.
And, you know. Ian Lee, remember him? I've got the telly, he's in it. And the editor might go for it. You never know.
That's rude, actually, now to kind of do it. Well, another, you know, excellent, and I'm being sarcastic when I say anything positive in this sentence, informative showbiz report from showbiz expert, in inverted commas, how do you say your name again?
Alicia Roche.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, bye. I think you're very rude.
The British IBM are a brand spanking new band from Cambridge, UK. You can pre-order their upcoming album from www.thebritishibm.com. That's thebritishibm.com.
Okay, let's go to line two. Line two, entertain me!
Am I on line two, Ian?
You're on line two! Entertain me!
Oh, have you found the third disc from your head special edition yet?
Yes! This isn't very entertaining!
It's fun.
Okay, let's try line three. Line three, entertain me.
Are you a fan of music?
Some of it's alright.
Do you like The Beatles?
Entertain me! It wasn't entertaining. You could hear his rubbery keys. Was he playing that on a Spectrum? A disappointing start so far. Let's go to line four. Four, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
All right.
Maybe I've been expecting too much from the callers.
A little bit.
Why should they entertain me? What can you do for me?
What can I do for you? I don't know. I just seen it on Twitter. You said to call, so I just thought I'd call.
I did say to call and entertain me.
Did you? I haven't read that far down your feed.
It's in the same feed that I said call me. I read it to you now. if you'd like me to do that, I mean, I will do that. Skype Pocket Radio Show or call 020-3286-1483 now. And entertain me. So you're saying you couldn't be bothered to read the last three words of the sentence?
140 letters is kind of too
wasn't
much
even,
for me.
Wasn't even 140 letters in that. It was quite a short tweet.
Yeah.
I didn't use up all of my tweeting potential there.
Ah, but it does say, I will cut people off.
Yeah, well, that one, now what you've done there, that's the tweet before that, and you've read the end of that sentence, but you've not read the beginning bit, which says, get ready to call in. and entertain me at two, I will cut people off. So, kind of, what I'm suggesting is if you're going to respond to a tweet, I really would suggest you read the whole... Won't take you long. Read the whole thing before responding.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's good advice.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we say goodbye?
Why not?
There we go. Okay, let's see if the next one can do any better. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Hi, Ian, yeah. It's phoning. It's a funny hour, isn't it? It's some ungodly hour you've chosen.
Well, it's 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Can you entertain me, sir? Yes or no? Take that as a no. Let's try line six. Line six, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Yo, brother, it's G-Man.
Let's try line nine. Line nine, you're live on the internet. Entertain me. It's good. It's a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun, you see. This is brilliant. We should get this guy for Set the Agenda.
This is the best version of this song.
This is brilliant. I could listen to that for hours. Line one, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. Entertain me.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll tell you a joke, right? You're a professional comedian, yeah?
Well, I'm dropping the term comedian and moving on to broadcaster, yes. So, no.
Professional broadcaster. Okay, all right. I was going to say, I'll tell you a joke, because I'm not very good at telling jokes myself, but okay. I've written a joke.
Okay.
And I thought, if you retell it, then you can make it funny, yeah? Because you make loads of money for doing that kind of thing.
I do.
Or you used to.
I used to. Well, let's hear it, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, it's awesome, but I'm absolutely useless at telling jokes, okay?
Okay.
Right, the first bit is, Hang on, wait a second. I lost my office job. Yeah, that sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
Then you have to pause.
Yes.
Then you have to say there was a mix-up.
Yes.
Then you have to semi-pause, and then you hit them with the punchline, okay? So, and you have to emphasize the word office as well.
Okay.
Okay, so there was a mix-up with my office job, pause. I lost my
office job, yes, pause.
That was it, well then, yeah. There was a mix-up.
Yeah.
An emphasis, go in, increase
okay.
Towards the end of that sentence, and then hit them with a punchline.
Okay.
Okay, the punchline is with the spread cheeks.
With the spread cheeks?
That's the joke, because it's a twist on the word. Okay, you do it,
Okay. I lost my office job. There was a mix-up with the spread cheeks.
Okay. You may want to put some can laughter on the end of it.
I'll see what I can do. What on earth was that about? This really is a disappointing show. Let's go to line four. Four, you're live on the internet. Entertain me. It's a wobbly entertainer! Brilliant.
Wobbly. Wobbly.
Wobbly.
Wobbly.
Wobbly.
Is it faster? Here we go.
Got weird at the end when he said my name. What, that's not in the original, is it? Is it in the original? Ah, turns out it is. I promise you, you'll see better acts than this at Set the Agenda on June the 7th. SetTheAgenda.com/tickets. Line 9, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hey, it's Alex here. How you doing?
Alex, entertain me.
I'm in Singapore, having a great time, and pretty soon I'll be coming home, and then I can download the podcast.
Hang on, that's entertaining you. That's not entertaining me. Let's try line 9. 9, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Hi, Ian.
Whoa, I can see you and you're really loud. This is great.
Well, are you real?
I'm real. Let me assure you, I've been crying real tears today. I'm a real man.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's true. You can't see me, though.
Oh, okay. Are you on a radio or something?
I'm in my... I tell you what, I'm going to let you see me for a second, right? Hang on. I'm in my spare room.
Oh, wow. You're Ian Lee.
Yeah, I'm Ian Lee. That's right. Entertain me.
I've been listening to your program for so long. I mean,
entertain me. I'm going to cut you off.
I don't know what to say.
There we go. Let's go to line nine. You're live on the internet. Please entertain me.
Hello.
Hello.
Ian, we're calling from Tokyo.
Oh, I just had someone from Singapore. Now I've got you from Tokyo. That's not entertaining me. That's showing off and entertaining you.
Okay, listen. Thumbs up.
Yes! I don't know the answer to that, but I do not know whose umbrella that is. Who is this?
It's Troy Shepherd and Nobuo Kitai.
Oh, man alive. Whereabouts in Tokyo are you?
Near Shibuya.
Oh, man. Let me come over. Let me come over, please.
Come on, you can stay with us.
I'd love to. You don't know how much right now, this very second, I want to be in Japan.
It's raining.
Suddenly I'm not so keen. No, but even Japanese rain is wonderful. The whole place. Tokyo is just is one of the best places in the world, without a shadow of a doubt.
It's difficult to eat here. I'm vegetarian like yourself, and, you know.
Here we go. Watashi wa vegetarian desu, sakanato niku wa tabimasen.
Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, you know it. You know it, baby.
Okay, yes. Listen to this.
Go on.
We went to see the Kurikoda Quartet. When was it? November.
Yeah.
Brilliant, okay. Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Tokyo is the place to see them as well. I saw them, the first time I saw them was in Tokyo. They put on a gig for me and my wife, and it was just the most amazing night. I loved it. And did you go and speak to them afterwards?
No, well, the thing is, I went to the toilet, and then as I was coming out, my girlfriend, she was like, look, and they walked straight past me. I didn't even realise.
Oh, man, so, you should have said hello. They're the most delightful people.
Well, the thing is, I will talk to them, and I'm going to mention you, but because they're always putting on some kind of show. So
do mention me, because they've mentioned my name in the last couple of albums they've done, which I'm immensely proud. Oh yeah, I mean, the last two albums they thank me in the list. It's wonderful.
Wow,
one of my favorite bands.
I could become their Tomodachi through mentioning you. That'd be
great. Do it totally. Of course you can. And their manager is Shinomi. She's a delightful girl called Shinomi, and if you find out who she is and say hello to me, she's been and stayed at my house, and I know she looked after me and my wife wonderfully when we were over there. So go and say hello to Shinomi.
So when are you coming over next?
I don't know, man. I got two kids, and it's a long flight.
You've got two kids now?
Sorry, what did I say? What? Hello? No, what? No.
I thought you had one.
Oh, hey! I haven't got any kids. I've got one kid. I've got two kids. I've got three kids. Delete where appropriate. I have children.
Okay.
One of them's quite young. They're good, aren't they?
Speak some more Japanese.
Me?
Go on. Anything.
Genki desu ka?
Sukina tabemono wa nai desu ka?
Oh, I love it. It's just the best. I've forgotten pretty much. Kono basu wa Tokyo ni ikimasu ka?
Ikimasu.
Yeah, sugoi. I impressed myself and my wife by having a whole conversation with a bus driver asking where the bus went, and when it wasn't our bus, asking what bus I needed and where I needed to go to get it. I could never do that now. Never do that. I can't remember any of it.
Tokyo,
right, I'm going to go because you're not entertaining me anymore. You're just making me jealous.
What can I talk to you?
You can't bully her into making her speak Japanese. Line nine. The last call was pretty entertaining. Can you be as good as that? Okay, I don't know what that was. Line six, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Brain makes corn.
What does corn make?
Corn makes whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey makes my lady.
What? How's it feel?
You're a little frisky.
Fantastic! You're booked. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Entertain me.
Hey, Liam, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, good. You know, I've been listening since the LBC days, and I thought, listening all these years, and I thought, now that you're doing the pocket radio, I've got to phone at least once just to say that I've done it. So, you know, kids were at school, and I was watching a little bit of TV, looking at the Twitter, and I thought, oh, phone up.
What, were you watching on the TV at this time of the day, young man?
I am trying to catch up on the Kiefer Sutherland show, Touch.
Oh, any good or a bit rubbish?
It's all as it goes. I'm trying to get into that and that Alcatraz thing as well.
Alcatraz is rubbish.
I don't know, I quite like it. I don't get it, but I quite like it. The father-in-law is the one that...
Hang on a minute, you're supposed to phone up and entertain me. You're not entertaining me.
I'm trying. I just phoned up to say hello.
Goodbye. So, that's it. That's the end of episode 11. The 11? 11. There's an E at the beginning of that word, isn't there? The Set the Agenda Pocket Radio Show special. And once again, thank you very much to Kukle.com, K-U-K-K-L-E.com, for sponsoring Set the Agenda. June the 7th is the night at the Camden Monarch. If you want to come, get tickets in advance. £9 in advance, £12 on the door. SetTheAgenda.com/tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Kukle will be giving away some bits and pieces as well. I can't say fairer than that. The live, streamed live pocket radio show, phone-in show, will be on May the 12th at 7 p.m. Keep checking my website to get details of how you can listen to that. Until then, peace out, man.